done.
Thanks, everybody. Really, I really appreciate it. It's very special.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Noodle Bob.
All right. Here again, Mino.
Thank you, Bob. Tito's Handmade Vodka and A1 Locksmith and Security brings you Dan Sun.
Hey, when does, Blake, when do you have to put the Bieber thing on your car? 2 weeks?
Until... Thank you, Mino. I now introduce the hardline.
I can't wait
wow.
to speak.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
You accept it. Mike Reiner and Corby Davis.
Mike, Corby.
Both Snake and Reiner.
It's Reiner and Corby.
I forgot who this segment was really about.
And is it for the whole football season?
Yeah, until February.
Yes.
It's a great bit, isn't it?
It's the best bit ever.
What's he got to do?
He lost his fantasy football league, and so now he has to have like a, like, what do you call those things?
Like a back window decal or something?
Yeah, but it's Justin Bieber.
But it's covering my entire windshield.
The entire back window is a big photo of Justin Bieber.
Do you know about the new bet, Corby?
No.
This season?
What is it?
Blake?
Belly button piercing.
Oh, no!
For a month.
Oh, my God!
So I was thinking about joining his fantasy league, but if I was 12th, I would have to do that. I might do it.
Blake, you sound like you have awesome friends.
You do.
I don't.
I want to meet your friends.
No.
Could I buy my way out of it if I lost?
I don't think so.
Can they be bought?
I'm sure they have a price.
Well, today is Tuesday, August 6th, the 218th day of the year. 147 days remain in 2019. Let's see, Mike, on this day in 1890, nice. Cy Young had his first win ever. He would end up with 511 of them, pitching the Cleveland Spiders over the Chicago Colts. Did you know what you had right there? Were you like, this kid, I've never seen anything like this kid.
Did he win the Cy Young?
Yeah, how did he? That's so weird.
That's a great great point by Mino. Go ahead, Mike.
I was not around then, so I really can't. I have nothing to say about this.
On this day in 1945, during World War II, the U.S. B-29 Enola Gay dropped an atomic bomb, codenamed Little Boy, on Hiroshima, Japan, resulting in 140,000 deaths.
Yeah, that was a big one, Dan. That was a big one.
The big one.
And on this day in 1961, Mike, Soviet cosmonaut German Titov became the second man to orbit Earth. His call sign, Eagle, prompted his famous declaration, "I am Eagle."
I believe that's Titov.
What were we thinking then? Like, the Russians are getting guys in space before us.
Is that where Iron Eagle got his name?
Yeah, it is.
Same guy.
It is.
Wow.
Oh, and this day in 1998, where were you on this day? Do you remember? This was the last ever episode of Magic Johnson's talk show, The Magic Hour.
It almost made it one whole summer.
By the way,
welcome
Dayton
to
Dan.
Daddy.
Had this show in his Deadpool. So, like, we had celebrity deaths, but I had Magic's talk show.
Oh, man.
So
what great foresight from you.
Collected on this day.
You didn't have to get the belly piercing in Dayton?
No.
Who would have ever thought that show wouldn't have made it?
The stuttering Bill had to?
You think? So we had a guy named Stuttering
so
Bill.
So easy.
Oh, we have a great idea for the show tomorrow.
Oh, do we?
So when we were driving to pick up breakfast or lunch, whatever you want to call it.
Breakfast.
Where'd you go today?
Went to a Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Because we're just so tired of Vons.
Why do you go to Vons every day?
Well, because it's there.
Make wonderful salads.
Y'all are worse than Mike with the habit.
Well, it's there. We just go where...
Nobody's worse than Mike.
So is the habit.
Anyway. So they're like... In that parking lot, we have to go to this mall parking lot. There's a bunch of day laborers.
Okay.
Go on.
So we're going to pick up a couple and make them interns, and they'll beep audio. And they'll, you know, create a couple of songs.
Go on.
I don't know if this is going to work.
Maybe have them on the air. Have them just... They get to ask a question. Wow, that's a great idea.
Like the rookie quiz?
Yeah.
What are you going to pay them? What are you going to pay these day laborers? Just whatever the going rate is?
What do you guys charge? Picking you up? Work for the day. Do they ask for $100? I don't know.
The kids from South Park tried this to get a bunch of day laborers to write their essays, and they got confused because the day laborers just wrote letters to all their friends.
Can you find us which season?
So wait a minute.
I want to watch that.
They got the term essay and essay confused.
They came back, and it was just a bunch of sad letters to their former.
All right, we're watching this tonight. Give me the episode
find
number.
Find the season. You get South Park on Hulu.
What's that?
It's like Slack.
I think I'm on Hulu. No, I canceled it. Canceled it. It was
big
very
mistake.
Liberating when I did that.
Dear Ticket, my name is John Martin. Today is me and my twin sister Jillian's 28th birthday.
Sister.
I won't read that. Heroes or Line 4 guy, and no, I won't read that either.
Wow, if Dan's refusing to read what you wrote.
All right, here's what I won't read, Mike. Right there, I highlight that. You agree that I shouldn't read that?
I'll read it.
How long is it going to take you to...
I'll read it.
You will?
Take him an hour to...
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Here's Mike reading what I won't read from John Martin, whose birthday.
The ticket makes my nips hard, and my heroes are L4G and Gordo giving mommy's orgasms.
What have you turned into? Your father would be so ashamed of you.
You wouldn't read that.
Where's the drop that indicates we dumped it? We caught it in time.
Okay. I didn't dump it.
Oh.
Whoa!
Whoa! All right.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hey.
Whoa.
Elsewhere in birthdays, let's see. Sports birthdays. And Bob, did you open the thing I gave you? We're digital today.
Digital.
You didn't. You've been tweeting about soccer, haven't you?
Not specifically.
You're on the stand under oath, sir.
Okay, I tweeted about soccer.
Dale Ellis. Bob Horner.
Weird forehead on Dale Ellis.
Andy Messersmith.
Wow. One of the all-time great shooters, though. Didn't he average 1 3-pointer a year? We all thought he was like a... Look at this sharp shooter.
Ken Phelps. David Robinson.
Also.
And Victor Zambrano. In today's sports birthdays.
The inventor of
Zambrani.
Greatest victor in sports history.
What's your vector, Victor? Also,
Victor
in
Scott.
Other birthdays, we have...
Former Cowboy Great?
Former Cowboy Great.
That will be surpassed Cruise. By Victor Hovland.
Director Peter Boners.
Okay.
81.
He did a lot of, 70s TV shows.
Benito Martinez is 51, Jake.
That's the hardline zone.
You know who that is?
Of course, Acevedo.
That's right. Oh. He invented giving an Acevedo. Oh,
poor guy.
Always be known for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've had him on.
NYPD Blue, too?
I don't know, man.
Mark.
M. Night Shyamalan. He's 49.
That's it.
Boy. Soleil Moon Frye is 43.
Can you imagine Jake after seeing The Sixth Sense going
Who
back
is that?
To school?
Punky Brewster.
Judy Allen's daughter, isn't it?
What's Punky Brewster?
Punky Brewster.
What's your go-to move on her?
Well, no, I have it in my head. In my Rolodex, she got a boob reduction, right?
Yes, she did.
Never a good idea.
Sometimes, Mike.
Why are you looking at me? Is that what you thought I was going to say?
Because...
So that means that's your go-to.
No, and sitting next to you, I know your go-to moves, and... Punky Brewster, I'd like to hold up the card.
Right.
See if we have a match here
the
newlywed
game.
Newlywed game. I would destroy
that. So are you pro
game.
Or anti boob reduction, Bob?
I just don't want her back to hurt anymore. So.
I am pro. After what happened with Simona Halep, she went from quadruple D's to probably large.
Yeah, and she's never been
B's,
the same since.
And she became the number one tennis player in the world and now has two majors.
But no boobs.
Tennis.
Is it really
somehow
worth it?
Better to have two boobs than two
tennis,
majors in tennis.
Tennis. Tennis. Tennis.
Somehow you
tennis,
took.
Tennis. 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 Tennis.
Punch Brewster's birthday.
Tennis.
Worked into a story about tennis.
You asked me pro or anti boob jobs.
Tennis.
Therefore,
tennis.
I gave
Scott
you a story.
Scott Farrell on the radio call.
No, country club, Corb. You have to work in tennis.
Tennis. Tennis. Tennis. Tennis.
Jerry Hollowell is 47.
Oh, man. So many socks ruined.
Which Spice Girl is she?
Gross, dude.
She was Ginger. The hottest one.
Ginger Spice?
Barefoot all summer because of her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now you interested in my stories?
Well, I'd rather have her the other not winning majors.
Yeah.
Tennis,
she made a mistake there.
Before and after.
She made a mistake there.
Really?
She should have had them increased.
Tennis.
She's the one who just won Wimbledon?
Yeah. Tennis.
Now, when she retires, can they put it back?
No, Dan.
What do you mean, it?
No. It?
Like where
is the stuff?
Yeah.
Like it's in a closet right now or something?
Can she have them re-enhanced?
No.
It's with the same.
How do you know
with her,
she can't?
With her trophies.
You don't know this.
Did they cryogenically freeze her original boobs?
I'm thinking about marrying her.
Yeah, it's in the same shelf as Ted Williams' head.
He's motorboating it.
Tennis.
You motorboat son of a bitch.
Tennis.
So Pharrell is working Wimbledon.
Yeah. On the radio.
His version of play-by-play is just saying tennis every time the ball goes back and forth.
Right. Tennis.
Now.
That's tennis.
I'm a birthday dad, if you wouldn't mind.
Dude, who won the point?
Tennis.
Now, here's Nat Paola with Mike.
I'd like a transcript of this match, please.
Happy birthday to John Wendell, to Jacqueline Allen, to Rhonda Joins, to John Vanover, and
Rhonda used to work here.
Very
and
special.
Jacqueline's a hot name.
Happy birthday today to the great Eric Neal.
Legend.
Back to you, Dan.
Like half of Mike's Facebook friends are named Rhonda.
Tennis.
All the friends
tennis,
you have named Rhonda.
Hardly any Rondas.
Oh,
nobody
God.
Names a kid Rhonda
Do you
anymore.
Feel like you have an inordinate number of Rondas in your friends?
No, I don't.
Boy, the ones I've met, there's a lot of them.
These guys have good points, Mike.
I don't think they do.
All right, now spares.
Somebody go!
Somebody go!
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around in a little bit.
Tennis.
NASCAR!
Oh, now he's switched over.
NASCAR!
Stan Belinda is 53.
Versatile.
They probably called him the man.
Now, this can't be right, but it says Thomas Jefferson is 57 today.
Hmm.
Billy Mayfair, 53.
Got married on
golf.
The 18th green at
golf.
The Four Seasons.
Golf.
In
golf.
Las Colinas.
Golf.
Did Thomas
golf.
Jefferson?
Golf.
So can you do golf pros where they got married now?
Seems like I can, right? Is that the lamest Dancing with the Stars bit ever? I've got a story on every golfer's marriage.
With the whisper.
Mike Budenholzer is 50 today.
Bud.
Coach Bud.
So do you think he should be called Coach Bood?
Probably.
Like your Dak point?
Yeah, Duck Prescott. Robin Van Persie is 36.
Oh, soccer Mike.
Robin Van Persie. And Trey Mason. 26.
That's right.
I guess my next question is, why is it playing?
His dad was a De La, right?
Last seen as a running back for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Where did he go to college?
Auburn.
Auburn.
Right?
NASCAR!
Astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty good with them too, wasn't he?
He was great.
He was. Was his dad Fife?
Plug three.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've been noticing, and I can't really get it out of my head, that Donovan, his... Meow.
Meow.
Meow. He does
Donovan
that,
Frog.
He does that more than he realizes in the course of general conversation.
Yes, he does.
And it really throws me off.
It's ruined listening to
well,
Donovan.
He claims Norm brings it out of him.
However, I don't think I've ever heard one quite as pronounced
no,
as,
that's,
as the one.
Yeah, that's the goat, but...
He does. Yeah.
Midnight.
He done.
Play the whole thing.
He done.
You got to hear
now. You can update your weapons just now. Now in Texas, we can pull out our 357 Magnum instead of the knife. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay,
unload the thing.
All right, all right.
Let's not.
Yeah, let's man. Such a piece of gold.
Oh, boy, that's
never
great.
Has anyone offered so much enthusiasm and been met with so little in return.
Like, at least support the bid, Donnie. Don't defeat Norm.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy who's usually sitting in a meeting from 10 to noon, so... A guy who would say never has that... been done before. This is a Matt Birmingham production. Which Bob urinated on earlier.
No, it's great. Just wait till the tennis. Second level of this. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, man. Whoa.
Tennis.
I'm having so much fun.
The bridge is amazing.
All right, I got to give you guys some deads.
All right, give us deads.
Jake, are you ready?
Never.
Born on this
been
day,
ready
now yet. Dead. I have Edith Roosevelt. Apparently, that was Teddy's wife.
No, Cooper.
She invented.
26.
She invented the Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Lucille Ball.
Oh,
Mr. Mooney, it's time for us to go to the bank.
Andy Warhol.
That's Lucy when she was smoking before she died. Of-
oh, I see.
And Jake.
Dan.
Sit down, please. Are you sitting down?
Mr. Mooney.
Yeah.
Ethel's going to bring you the hamburgers.
Born on this day, now dead.
Not Ricky.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow.
Five.
Hold on.
Four.
You're wearing your shirt, Jake.
Done.
The shirt I have that says, I know who
actually,
killed
you know
me.
What? You know what? I don't feel right reading any other names after this. So,
thank you.
So your first instincts are right.
Look into the brother.
Own. Five, four,
two.
What?
And.
You agree with that, Mike?
Cooper Ramsey.
Shut it
who
down!
Did it?
Oh, let's go home!
Congratulations.